Daily Shorts.
When you come across a concept that you don't really understand, if you're me, you jump onto Google and you try and get some kind of definition. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately to, you know, get a benchmark, get to feel what people are talking about, what interests listeners, what people want to know about, or even just the conversations people have that keeps people entertained. And one word that's been coming up time and time again is the word Zeitgeist. It's a German word and literally translated means spirit of the age. And that got me to thinking that I was reading this article about the Zeitgeist being from the 60s, you know, being the obvious, the peace and love thing. But also then you had the juxtaposition of that with the Vietnam War and the hatred that that caused, obviously going into the 70s, you know, the end of the flower power era. And it got me thinking about what was the zeitgeist that covers today. And by today, I mean, you know, the world and the moment that we're living in. The only piece of time that actually means anything is right now. The past has influenced your future. But right now, in the moment you're in, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you create your own way forward. You create your own way back, hopefully learning from, you know, what you've taken from your previous life. But the moment you're in, so let's say, you know, the last week, it's pretty dismal place to be. You know, everyone's talking about Brexit. Everyone's talking about, you know, the possible economic collapse of Britain because of it. You know, we're not a sovereign nation. Oh, we are a sovereign nation. We're not a nation with an empire anymore. We don't have the lands and the taxes that come in from, you know, all the other places like India and everything that we used to control. So, you know, everything is quite miserable on that way. And that misery comes from uncertainty through to lack of knowledge. If for sure I could sit here and tell you that everything was going to be okay, and a million people listened to me and spread the word and said, it's okay, Jim says that this is going to be okay, it's going to work out, then everyone will take everyone who hears it would take some solace in that. Obviously, you know, if it was coming from someone who wasn't me, who was a little bit more believable about politics, you know, then everyone believe it. So, you know, what is the zeitgeist for today? You know, there was a suggestion on the internet that there was a realization of powerlessness, which is a little bit short-sighted. You know, we're powerless. Powerlessness against what? Against the government, against the man, against nature. We've always been powerless against nature. It's the arrogance of man to believe that they can control what this planet does. And also, as we're rapidly, you know, taking out the goodness this planet has and ridding ourselves of all of our natural resources. You know, coal and gas are going to run out at some point. So we're looking at another direction of power, which other than solar and wind, if you're looking at battery power and everything, that still needs electricity and to make it. So, you know, there's a strong feeling that we've lost power in our ability to move forward. Also, life is very cyclical. It goes in cycles. So back when the Industrial Revolution came up, there was this massive feeling that the machines are taking our jobs. And then we find ourselves again in that, you know, there's a loss of self, a loss of direction because of that. So if you are a manual laborer who works in a factory and a robot replaces you, it's exactly the same as the people in looms who were used as manpower, usually children, that were then replaced by the steam engine and, you know, further on, electricity. So, you know, there's cycles of life. Now it's a little bit more complicated, as much as that people are funding AI in such a massive way that it will have, no doubt in my mind, will have a massive impact on how we do things and what happens. Then you get the Terminator ability where the machines take over the world. And, you know, I don't know whether I believe that. The strange thing is I do believe that could happen. Eventually, if machines become sentient and they decide to take over their own destiny, then what can you do about it? So maybe that loss of self and loss of direction is valid, but the realization of powerlessness is quite strong, and it's also something that's tangible. The other side of life is there's an awful lot of racism. There's an awful lot of hate bred by media. There's an awful lot of, you know, talking about immigration and talking about people coming in and changing the way that countries work. And again, that goes back to my podcast this morning, or yesterday morning, sorry, that was about, you know, perception of offence caused by using the word Christmas. You know, the reality of it is no one cares. So the reality of this whole thing is that people can get on if they just respect each other's cultures. And yes, I'll say it again, there's always hardline extremists on everything that will ruin it for the few, but that's the way it works. So, you know, the few always try and ruin it for the many, but if the many have a consciousness that suggests they can see past that, you know, and then, you know, let the law and order take its course and find these people and give them the power they need to do it without detracting from the liberty of freedom of people. This is the thing. It seems to be that the government seems to be saying that with the total freedom of all people comes the loss of the ability to stem the few. Well, I think that's rubbish. You know who the few are. You know who and what direction they come from, which way they face twice a day to pray. You know more about them than you're letting on. So that's that. But the zeitgeist of today, wouldn't that be a horrendous thing to leave for our children, that people believe that the zeitgeist of today is racism, economic grievance, xenophobia? You know, and if we have a realization that these are the things that we will leave behind, then isn't it down to us to change the thinking? That means that we live in hate. Isn't it time that we fight against media suppression of reality and truth so we can see what the world is really like? Because, you know, we live on a small island here in Britain. And if the media didn't want to tell us what was going on with the rest of the world, then we would not know. Obviously, there's the internet, so the truth can get out. But the truth only gets out to the people who are looking for it. A lot of people like their safe little bubble where they can live without knowledge, without feeling the hatred and animosity there is towards other people. So my zeitgeist, you know, the way I'm looking at it, and I might be in a negative mood today, which will change it. I think what we're leaving behind is the societal growth of hatred caused by media infringement, caused by people taking over the way we think subliminally. But also we do have the power to turn off the television nowadays, especially, but also to not look for hate, to not take in that, to look for the reality of actual existence between human beings. I didn't know that I felt this way. I didn't know that I had strong feelings about how we live together and how we work, but I do. And I don't see why, you know, other people can't have a realization in that direction too. All it took was a little bit of internet education for me. Now, I'm not telling you I have any answers. I'm also not telling you I've come to any conclusions. But what I think was is, you know, the feeling left behind in the history books today will be described and decided by historians in the future. But wouldn't it be better for us if we were to find a way to formulate some kind of legacy that doesn't just revolve in uncertainty and fear and war and hatred? I don't know. It's probably a puerile way of looking at life. But, you know, no one can be happy as a human being all the time. There are sadnesses that come along. You know, there are illnesses that everyone wants to pigeonhole and give you a pill for. But when you stand back and have a look at your reactions to things and your emotions in the way you deal with everyday life, you have control about how you feel. So maybe don't listen to others. Look at inside. Look at how you feel about the guy who lives down the road, the guy who lives next door. You know, people on social media that you don't actually agree with. But why, you know, why is that disagreement causing you anger? Is it something lacking in yourself? Or are they just stupid? Because there are stupid, bigoted people who have no understanding of reality. You know, the guy who's shouting the loudest about race, colour and creed is usually someone who's had absolutely no experience of it and has believed the Sun paper that you read and believed the Daily Mail for the middle class, believed whichever media they do that influences them the most. And I think a healthy skepticism of all media is important. Anyway, so at least we've learned what zeitgeist mean, the German word for spirit of the age. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Distortions Got Issues on Instagram is exactly that, at Distortions Got Issues. And also it's distortionsgotissues.podbean.com.